This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, getting you set for the draft at the end of April. We talked to a bunch of prospects leading up to the draft, and now let's welcome in a man that has protected the blind side of one Trevor Lawrence, that is the former Clemson Tiger, and Jackson Carman. Jackson, thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great. Appreciate you for having me on, Zach.
No problem. Appreciate you coming on. So I always like to ask this question first. You make that transition now from going from college with Clemson, and now you're getting ready to become an NFL player. Is it at all bizarre that you're no longer a Clemson Tiger and you look back at that chapter and go, man, college really did fly by pretty quickly?
Definitely. College was a blast, an amazing experience. And everyone says that it goes by so fast, and honestly, it really does. And so it's crazy to see that I'm right here now being able to chase my dreams.
Your favorite memory at Clemson, is it the national championship victory up against Alabama, or something else?
Honestly, we had tons of really big moments, like winning multiple consecutive ACC championships and playing in and winning national championships. But honestly, the memories that stick the most to me is just the cliche with your guys in the locker room on the bus, just the little things that no one ever sees or hears about, so I always remember.
Each and every college football program, they try to take down Alabama. That's the goal, beat Alabama. You guys have consistently done very well up against Alabama in the biggest stage. What is it about that Clemson culture where, for the most part, it's pretty much, it seems as each and every year, Alabama, Clemson, and then pretty much everybody else?
I think Coach Swinney really drives the motto, best is the standard, and the whole entire program really falls behind that. And I feel like the way we prepare, the way we work, and the way we train all leads up to us being the best, and when it comes time to compete against the best, we're ready.
What was your first impression of Dabo? When you first met him, what went through your mind?
Thought he was a really genuine, smart, fun guy, and I thought that it was going to be a great experience for me to be able to be at Clemson under his coaching.
Jackson Carman here with us from the Clemson Tigers. Let me get to your quarterback and Trevor Lawrence. We'll get back to Dabo in a bit. We all know that he's going to be the number one overall pick. We all know what is expected out of him and how much of a great player he's supposed to be. You have the locker room feel of him and also in the huddle, the feel of what he is. Just tell me, what type of guy, what type of leader is he, not only on the field, but then also away from the field?
On the field, off the field, Trevor is the best you can get. He's really a role model and example to everybody, older and younger, even since coming in as a freshman. He's always done the right things and done things the right way. And it's really remarkable for all the attention that he receives and all the things that he has to deal with. He really deals with it very well. He's very poised and just very – I really can't say enough about Trevor.
Is he just one of the guys? I know that he's bigger than life. I know he's a leader. He's the quarterback of the team. But even with all that hype and everyone makes him out to be larger than life, he kind of just blends in with the locker room. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, most definitely. He's like just really a people person and isn't like boisterous or, you know what I'm saying, anyone that you feel like would be cocky or condescending. He's really just like humble and respectful and talks to everyone in the locker room from the star player to the walk-ons. And I really respect that about him.
He's going to be the number one overall pick to the Jaguars. All throughout the year, that's been the talk. Really, all throughout the last 2 years, everyone knew when he was eligible to go to the draft, he'd be the number one overall pick. Now, in this process where we analyze everything left and right and everyone has to have a take, some are saying that they believe Zach Wilson, the BYU quarterback, is better than Trevor Lawrence. How do you react to that as a teammate of Trevor?
How do you react to that?
How do I react to it? I think it's – I like Zach Wilson, but I can't say that he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Like, come on.
I would agree with you. I like Zach Wilson as well, but Trevor is definitely the truth.
It's kind of funny how that works too, because when Deshaun Watson was getting ready, another Clemson guy, as you know, for the draft, everyone was saying – or the Bears were saying, oh, Mitch Trubisky. And when they made that pick, I go, how do you pick Mitch Trubisky when you were just watching Deshaun Watson for the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the same scenario, but I definitely believe that Zach has proven himself to be a very good player. But Trevor has also been proving himself not to be a great player, but a great leader and someone who has been in the biggest stage, on the brightest stage, and really shown out on that stage. And there's something you can't really take away from that, from leading our team to a national championship as a true freshman to always having one of the best winning records of any quarterback ever. I really can't say enough about Trevor's potential and his ability right now.
I like what you did there, by the way, Jackson Carmen. I asked you a question, and you go, how do you react to it? Because you know it's a silly question with the whole Wilson and Lawrence conversation. So I liked how you approached that. I want to take you back to the Ohio State game, though, in the semifinal. What happened? I thought you guys were going to win the game, and I was still surprised by the result. What ended up happening in that game?
Honestly, we weren't. From my perspective, I didn't feel like we were really getting a rhythm in the run game. And a lot of the stuff in our offense really goes off of our running. And we had a lot of players out and not 100%. And also, I think what really hurt us was having our offensive coordinator, Tony Elliott, out. And not having him like there, I feel like it made a really big impact because he's such a pivotal part of our offense. And honestly, we just weren't really in a rhythm. And I also feel like this is a perspective that I feel like wasn't really brought up. We played a lot of games, and we played a lot of games with very little depth. And I feel like Ohio State just felt just fresh and ready, and it was really a tough loss.
Now, on the flip side, your coach did say, 6 games, it's easy to prepare for. It's less film that you got to watch. And you got into the whole controversy of Dabo putting Ohio State at 11 in the coaches' poll. Did you think that ranking and giving extra motivation to Ohio State played a factor in the game?
I believe that might have subliminally been a factor, but ultimately at the end of the day, the game is played between the lines, and we didn't show up with the right, performance for us to be able to win the game.
So I like what you also said about Tony Elliott. Tell me a little bit more about him. We've heard his name clearly throughout the years, and he's been rumored for head coaching jobs. You think he could be a successful college head coach one day?
I think he could be one of the best college head coaches ever. I feel like can't say enough about Coach Elliott. He's definitely one of my guys. Even from when I was a young freshman coming in, needing to learn and to grow, he was always there for me. And even now, literally just a couple hours ago, he texted me checking up on me. So Tony Elliott is a brilliant, charismatic leader, and I feel like he would be great at any program.
What about Brett Venables? I'm surprised he hasn't taken a head coaching gig yet.
I think Coach V just loves it. I mean, with all the guys he has here at Clemson, all the leeway he has to be able to do what he wants to do, and like we have, from his perspective, what he's told us, like everything he needs is at Clemson, and so I can't see him doing anything like that anytime soon.
Few more minutes here with Jackson Carmen from the Clemson Tigers, now getting ready for the NFL draft. Give me your scouting report. If someone hasn't seen you play, how do you sell yourself?
I'd say I'm a very intelligent, smart, decisive football player who has above average athleticism and explosiveness. I'm very balanced. I feel like I play very fluidly. I definitely play my best under competition and under the spotlight. I don't fold under pressure. I'm a great team player. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for the team to win, no matter what it is.
If you weren't going to be a football player, what would you be doing for a living?
I would probably be a chef.
Wow.
Going from culinary arts school. Really have a passion for food and the culinary arts and travel and stuff like that. And something that, with COVID, not having to be able to have access to the facility, really had to cook all my own meals and stuff like that throughout the summer. And even when COVID first started in spring, and really got to explore more of that realm of culinary arts.
What's your meal? You got to make a meal. Give me an appetizer, main course, dessert. Where do you cook it up for me when we have dinner?
I'm cooking up a ribeye on the cast iron with garlic compound butter, perfect sear on ribeye, medium rare, and then roasted asparagus.
I like that.
Creamy mashed potatoes.
Ooh, that's good. And what are we doing for dessert? You a dessert guy?
Dessert? Say brownies.
Okay.
Double, yeah.
That works for me. All right, before we let you run, so the cooking thing is very interesting to me. Give me something else. What's another interesting fact about you away from football?
I feel like another thing that's interesting about me is I do a lot of other sports and activities athletically outside of football that most people might not necessarily think an offensive lineman or a large human being as myself would be able to do. Like, I wake surf, I wakeboard, snowboard. I used to skate. When I was younger, I stopped because of, obviously, the wrist injury. Love to water ski, swim, to dive, like a lot of different things that necessarily you don't imagine a large 300-plus-pound man doing, but have the athletic capability to be able to do.
I'm a gargantuan human being. I could ski, but I can't ice skate. I did that a few years ago. It was not good for me. Anyway, good luck throughout this process. We appreciate you coming on. Fun chat. We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate you having me, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.